you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Leparkan, Leparkan. Visit leparkan.com.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए मेरे ख्यालों के आंगन में कोई सपनों के दीप जलाए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए कभी यूं ही जब हुई बोझल सांसें भर आई बैठे बैठे जब यूं ही आंखें कभी यूं ही जब हुई बोझल सांसें भर आई बैठे बैठे जब यूं ही आंखें तभी मचल के प्यार से चल के छुए कोई मुझे पर नजर ना आए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए कहीं तो ये दिल कभी मिल नहीं पाते कहीं पे निकल आए जन्मों के नाते कहीं तो ये दिल कभी मिल नहीं पाते कहीं पे निकल आए जन्मों के नाते है मीठी उलझन बेरी अपना मन अपना ही होके सहे दर्द पर आए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए जाने मेरे सारे भेद ये गहरे हो गए कैसे मेरे सपने सुनहरे। दिल जाने मेरे सारे भेद ये गहरे हो गए कैसे मेरे सपने सुनहरे। ये मेरे सपने यही तो हैं अपने, मुझसे जुदा ना होंगे इनके ये साए, इनके ये साए। कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए, सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए, चुपके से आए मेरे ख्यालों के आंगन में, कोई सपनों के दीप जलाए, दीप जलाए। कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए, सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए, चुपके से आए।
करे नंदी की सवारी भोलेनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे। मेरा भोला है भंडारी, करे नंदी की सवारी शंभोनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे। तेरा नाम है तारनहारा, एक तू ही है पालनहारा, भोलेनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे। मेरे साथ रे तू मेरे साथ रे, तमाम सृष्टि का सार तू है, विकार तू निर्विकार।
We bring down the music to share with you another death in our community. It is with great sadness that I announce the passing of Emmanuel Tilakdari, who passed away last night or early this morning at the Toronto East General Hospital. Emmanuel Tilakdari was the brother of prominent immigration consultant Silas Tilakdari. Originally from Rock Road, Pinal, he was only 57 years old. His funeral will be on Tuesday. They're yet making the final arrangement. We here Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime wanted to extend to his family, especially our dear brother Silas Tilakdari. The Tilakdari is a very well-known and prominent family out of Pinal, South Trinidad. He died due to pancreas complication. Those of you who would like to reach out to Silas, you can call him at 647-853-0737. Normally there would have been a wake, and of course I could only imagine that so many would have gathered for his final rites. But we are living in really different times. So I'm giving out the telephone number for more information, and if you'd like to call and share your condolences with Silas, you can call him at 647-853-0737. Again, it is with regret we announce the passing of Emmanuel Tilakdari, who passed away early this morning at the Toronto East General Hospital. He was 57. Originally from Rock Road in Pinal, he was the brother and friend of Silas Tilakdari, prominent immigration consultant, and in my early days on this program, a sponsor and a supporter, a dear friend Silas. Again, we like to extend our sympathies and condolences to Silas and his family. I'd like to share this next selection in loving memory of the late Emmanuel Tilakdari.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but was blood, but now I see 'twas grace that taught my heart to feel and
Ramadan Reminders is brought to you by Sheikh Halal Farms, 12 Steinway Boulevard, Unit Number 18, Etobicoke, 416-675-1736. And now our host for Ramadan Reminders, Sheikh Zahir Bakas.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. All praise be to Allah, the merciful, the compassionate, master of the day of judgment, and peace and blessings and the best of salutation be upon his last and final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad. May God bless him and grant him peace. This is the Ramadan reminder because we are in the blessed month of Ramadan and we want the best of this month. And so the reminder today, my brothers and my sisters, is about supplication to Allah. This blessed month of Ramadan is a month in which we do many acts of worship. One of the acts of worship that we should do, and we should do a lot of, is dua, is supplication. And the Prophet ﷺ, our messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace, he's told us in a couple of hadith about the one who fasts and the one who couples his fast with supplication. One such hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he told us that for the faster is a dua, a supplication that is never rejected. And so, because we are in our daytime hours, we are fasting, this means that we have at least 15 to 16 hours in the day that we can make supplication in. That supplication is never rejected, it's never turned back. And so let's use this opportunity to make as much supplication as possible, supplicate for ourselves, for our children, for our loved ones, for our parents, those who are with us and those who have departed. The Prophet ﷺ also pointed out a special time that one should make dua, that one should make supplication. And he says that for the faster, لِصَائِمْ فَرْحَتَانِ, for the faster there's two great joys. The first great joy is when he breaks his fast, and the second time is when he meets his Lord in the hereafter. At this time of breaking the fast, if we couple with another hadith of the Prophet, another statement of the Prophet, in which he said, a person when he breaks his fast is a supplication that again is never rejected. And so, at the time of breaking one's fast, we should make dua, lots of supplication to Allah for blessings, for the acceptance of our fast, and for our loved ones, and for the fact that Allah has given us sustenance so that it allows us to, that we can allow to break our fast. He has allowed us to break our fast without having to go into great anxiety over where we're going to get something to break our fast. And so with these two hadith of the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, we can see that it is a special time for supplication. The month of Ramadan is, in fact, a month that is filled with tremendous blessing. And every moment that we are in this month is a moment that we can make something or place something or do something or say something that will draw us closer to our Lord. And so supplication is one of those things in which we can draw even closer to our Lord. And our messenger said that supplication is a form of worship itself. So whenever you supplicate, you're actually taking part in a form of worship. And it is a significant form of worship because, one, the servant is being connected to his Lord. Number two, the servant is verifying that his Lord is the one that he calls upon and his Lord is the one that he asks for help. As God Almighty tells us in the Quran that إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that verily you and only you are the one that we worship, and you and only you are the one that we seek help. And one of the ways that we seek help with our Lord is through that connection of when we make dua, when we make supplication to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, says in the Quran, إِذَا سَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. He says, say to them, O Prophet Muhammad, say to them that when they ask concerning me, this is what God Almighty is saying to His Prophet in the Quran, when they ask you concerning me, say to them that I am close, that I answer the supplication of the one who calls upon me. So let him call upon me. And so with this verse of Quran, we can see that God Almighty, that He expounds upon us and tells us that we should call upon Him. We should call upon Him. And number one, and the most insignificant part of it, is because Allah is close to us. As He says in another part of the Quran, Allah is closer to us than our jugular vein. And so let's take the opportunity to make lots of supplication in this month for our loved ones, for our friends, our loved ones, our parents, our children, and ask God Almighty that he accepts all of our fasts and all of our good works that we do in this month of Ramadan. May God accept our works and all of our supplication in this month. Assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan Reminders with Sheikh Zahir Bakas was brought to you by Sheikh Halal Farms. Remember, they are 12 Steinway Boulevard, Etobicoke, open on Thursdays and today, Saturdays. Sheikh Halal Farms, 100% Zabia Halal.
And today's khutbah is...
مشہور مدتوں سے روایت ہے مومنوں رمضان کے مہینے کی برکت ہے مومنوں ایک شہر میں تھا لڑکا کوئی 7 سال کا روزے کے رکھنے کا اسے ارمان تھا بڑا رمضان کا مہینہ جو آیا تو خوش ہوا وہ اپنی ماں سے کہنے لگا کر کے التجا سحری کے وقت مجھ کو بللہ جگانا تم میں بھی رکھوں گا روزہ مجھے بھی اٹھانا تم ماں کو پسر کی بات کا آیا نہ کچھ خیال لڑکا اٹھا جو صبح تو اس کو ہوا ملال جس وقت ماں نے دیکھا یہ بیٹے کا غم میں حال سمجھایا اس کو اور کہا سن اے میرے لال روزہ نہیں ہے فرض ابھی تجھ پہ غم نہ کر دل کانپتا ہے میرا تو آنکھوں کو نم نہ کر لڑکا یہ بولا ماں سے نہیں مجھ سے کچھ نہا میں نے سنا ہے بارہا رمضان کا بیان قرآن اس مہینے میں نازل ہوا ہے ماں رمضان برکتوں کا مہینہ ہے بے گمان جنت میں گھر ملے گا ہر ایک روزہ دار کو پائے گا دل میں جلوائے پروردگار کو الفصہ جب کے رات ہوئی وہ نہ سو سکا دل میں تھا ایسا شوق کہ وہ جاگتا رہا سحری کے وقت سحری کی اور روزہ رکھ لیا خوش تھا کہ آج پورا ہوا دل کا مدعا سمجھایا ماں نے باپ نے لاکھوں کیے جتن باز اپنے شوق سے مگر آیا نہ گل بدن ہر سمت جب کے پھیل گیا نور آفتاب ماں بیٹے سے یہ بول کے اب کھا لے تو شتاب وہ بولا روزہ ٹوٹ گا ہوگا مجھے عذاب ماں بولی تیرے بدلے وہاں دوں گی میں جواب کھانا تو کھا لے دیکھ تو کیا ہو گیا ہے حال 12 بجے ہیں اور تو بھوکا ہے میرے لال کس درجہ اس کے سینے میں روزے کا شوق تھا ماں نے ہزاروں منتیں کی کچھ نہ ہو سکا بیتاب اپنی ماں کو جو دیکھا تو بول اٹھا جو کچھ بھی ہو میں آج تو کھانا نہ کھاؤں گا یوں روزہ توڑ لینا گناہ عظیم ہے اب میں ہوں اور میرا خدائے رحیم ہے خدائے رحیم ہے خدائے رحیم ہے
Shabnam Radio 770 WTOR. Hey, the telephone lines are open. Those of you who would like to call us, feel free to do so. And next week, inshallah, we'll be doing our Eid special on radio and television. And we'd love to hear from you if you'd like to sponsor or support the program. Thank you in advance. Again, reach me at 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. And now we go to the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat with Brother Usman Khan.
Assalamu alaikum and Ramzan Mubarak. Yes, indeed, these are challenging times. Although the doors of Imdad Center may be closed, our hearts remain open for you. We will miss greeting you during this month of Ramadan at the Masjid, but we can connect virtually by Facebook, YouTube, Zoom, radio and TV. If there is anything that we can do to help you in these challenging times, please do not hesitate to call the center. My dear brothers and sisters, we'll facilitate the opening of the center every day between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. so that you may drop off your non-perishable items for the food bank, you may give your sadaqah and zakat, And my dear brothers and sisters, every donation you give will be followed by a tax-deductible receipt. You are a part of the Imdad family, and we want to make sure that we are connecting with you during these difficult times. We want to urge you to pray at home, and inshallah, very soon, we'll all be together again as one family, enjoying the camaraderie like we did in the past years. May Allah bless you and your family. Jazakumullah khair.
Your weekend entertainment is now even better. Hey friends, you can now enjoy Caribbean Showtime every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 on the IP Box. Just go to eAwaz TV, and in fact, you can download the app at eAwaz Official and catch us on your smartphone. So Saturdays on Rogers 129, Bell 583, and Sunday on the eAwaz Official app, and of course, eAwaz TV every Sunday morning, 9 to 10. Visit Jerry Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Jerry Auto Vika 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Jerry Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Jerry Auto Repair, doing it right. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatak's home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. The executive and members of the Sunnatul Jamaat of Ontario, Canada, extend to one and all Ramadan Mubarak. Pay your zakat, and remember, it's better to deliver and distribute it with your own hands, as there are more sawab, blessing from Allah to you. However, if you are unable to deliver or distribute it, you can contact the masjid and they would be happy to do so for you. My brothers and sisters, due to the COVID-19, you know the masjids are closed. However, there are still maintenance work that has to be done. Please consider making a donation to the masjid. The Sunnatul Jamaat is located at 347 Danforth Road in Scarborough. Telephone number 416-690-2298. May we all receive Allah's choicest blessing during this blessed and holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke. Well, right now we want to send out some hi and hello to some of my friends. Hope you all are keeping well. Mr. Ramnarayan Ramkisoon, how are you doing, sir? Want to also say hello to your beautiful wife, Gloria. Hey, Gloria, I hope you're taking care of Mr. Ram. I know she is taking care of her hubby. Sandra, how are you doing? Of course, Krish and Sandra, another charming couple, loving couple indeed. We have a selection lineup for you guys, so listen, I'm lumping them all into one. So keep listening. Gary and Davika, another, that's partner in crime. Oh, partner in crime, Davika and Gary, beautiful couple indeed. I have a song coming up. Okay, if you know of a loving couple, you want to share that. And listen, the song is a beautiful one, right? Aleem and Mala, how you doing? Sister Rose and Brother Nazul. Brother Faruqi and Shireen. Khalida and Nizam. Cheryl and Prem Raj Singh. And all the way in New York, Wayne and Wahida. Hey, Wayne. Wahida, how you doing? Assalamu alaikum. Skip and Mona, how you guys? Have been a while. Hey, listen, those of you looking for something tasty, Paul has a new pepper sauce. I was supposed to call him to tell him it has a little lime flavor. It tastes delicious. In fact, the food, using a new laumen, really, really nice. A flat, smaller noodle, and it tastes really great. And who we have on the line?
Hi, this is Nazir.
Nazir, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And I want to send a special anniversary to my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law.
And what's your brother-in-law?
45 by Nasser Ali Hussein and Akima Hussein.
Okay, you went to the wedding?
On the 45th anniversary, wedding anniversary.
45th wedding anniversary?
Yeah, 45th, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you attend that wedding?
Pardon me?
Did you attend that wedding?
Oh, yeah. I was in Trinidad wedding.
Were you the best man?
No, I get married the same year, but the same almost the same time in July 6th.
Okay.
And they get married in May month. You know.
And what's your wife's name?
My wife is Halima. She passed away about a year and a half.
Oh, recently.
Yeah, Halima. She's always called you as Anna, Chris, all kind of thing before.
You know, well, I want you to sit back. Enjoy this one. Where in Trinidad are you from?
I'm from Rockwood.
Rockwood. You don't know Tilak Dari and them?
Yeah, I know. We're a good friend.
Dr. Tilak Dari and then Silas.
Yeah. Silas and the doctors and everybody. I know all of them.
Well, you heard that mentioned.
We're not too far from them.
Well, I just mentioned that Emmanuel died. Emmanuel. Oh, he died this morning.
Well, Emmanuel, that's the one at the pharmacy?
No, he's the one who was living up here and hanging out always with Silas.
Okay, because I know Silas is up here too.
Yes.
Yeah, we are good friends.
I want you to go find a place quiet and sit down. I'm going to play a song and I want you to enjoy it. All right?
Okay, thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, bye. Assalamu alaikum. Salam.
You know, been doing this program going in 21 years now, and there's some people that always, you know, after the program is done, you think Richard get a lot of phone call and chit chatting with everybody because it seems that he's very popular on the radio when he's on the air. But when I'm off the air at the odd times, when I'm just relaxing or whatever, I would get a call and sometime a text from a girl. And she lift my spirit, she lift me up always and make me feel whatever I'm doing is worthwhile doing. And that's Sandra Mungru. I want to say thank you, Sandra, again. Sandra and Krish has always been there lending their support. I want to say thank you again. You know, Christian people give testimonies. And I always find it, why it is when we, me as a Muslim or some of my Hindu friends, how come we don't give testimonies or speak about things that happen in our lives? And I don't use the word luck. I believe luck is left to chance and circumstance, and you know, but I believe blessings is what I've been receiving, and I'm not by luck, God guidance and blessing. So I give thanks when people, I acknowledge them. You know, some people would say, you know, Richard, you know, I don't need to be thanked. I just one of those who sometimes go against their wishes and mention it. And I am blessed. You know, recently, I wanted to do something. And during this COVID time, I mean, I've lost all my advertisers. Most, at least, only three of them I still have. But I continue with, you hear ads on the program, because I want to make sure that even if they are closed, I want to maintain a relationship with them. And they've been kind and generous to me, so why not? I have the time. But my daughter turned 10 last week, and it was always my intention to take her to Sunday school and maktab. And, you know, I could never find the time. And I started thinking, how many children are not being introduced to their religions of their parents? You know, so as a parent, it's our job to guide them and introduce them to things that we know that is right and believe. And I believe at a certain age, a child should be researching and figuring out for themselves. I don't want them to just follow my feet because I believe in that. I would like to share with them and experience with them other faith-based organizations so that they could see for themselves and let them make up their own mind. But I always wanted to do that, take my daughter to Sunday, and I can't, and I could never get the time. She lived with her mom in Oshawa, and I live in Brampton. And it dawned on me that there's so many other people, not only not being able because the child, you can't get a child 7 and 8 to leave a video game anymore. Good luck if you could get them to go to the grocery store, much less to go to Sunday school. And it's awkward for parents even who can't find the time, and some of them have to change their clothes and look a certain way before they could go and deliver the child to the door. And there are some places of worship, oh, you know who they are and how they are. They're fussy and they're watching you from head to toe. And it's awkward sometimes. They don't make you feel welcome. They treat you as if you don't belong. And you know there are places of worship like that. Mosques and temples and churches, there are places like that. So I wanted to do something, and I set out in coming up with an idea how we can do that. And pretty soon we would let you know that we are embarking on setting up our own 24/7 television station, on which on Sundays I would dedicate it to the different faith base, at least 2 hours, that they could teach Sunday school live. And there are many, many technology available now. So I ask you to keep me in your prayer on this project. So far, it's been a miracle. Where I've reached right now, we're testing, and it's been a miracle to get where we are right now. So we are looking to get a studio, which I'm going to see on Tuesday, and then we'd get the second phase where we'd have to get everything else put in place. But I want to give thanks and, you know, thanks to people who step up. I sold airtime already, and that was one of the ways in which I got seed money to start. The other is from my family members, my mother, and I'm still pulling things together. Whatever little I could have contributed, we did that. And so far, it's up and running, and it's looking really, really great, and you'll be hearing much, much more about it. So keep me in your prayers, keep this project in your prayers, and watch out. We would start teaching Sunday school live on television coming soon. All right? So coming back to the song that I have lined up for the so many wonderful couples that I've mentioned, and especially to the brother-in-law and sister celebrating their 45th wedding anniversary, and to my brother who lost his wife a year and a half ago. I hope this one brings back some happy memories and you're able to smile. Richard, as he's saying, thank you for listening. Remember this one? Ah, beautiful one indeed. Turn up the volume, let's enjoy. Sandra, you're probably sipping a cup of tea made by Krish. Enjoy.
होठों से छू लो तुम मेरा गीत अमर कर दो, होठों से छू लो तुम मेरा गीत अमर कर दो, बन जाओ मीत मेरे मेरी प्रीत अमर कर दो, होठों से छू लो तुम मेरा गीत अमर कर दो। ना उम्र की सीमा हो ना जन्म का हो बंधन, ना उम्र की सीमा हो ना जन्म का हो बंधन, जब प्यार करे कोई तो देखे केवल मन, नई रीत चला कर तू ये रीत अमर कर दो, नई रीत चला।
And just to add to that list, we want to say hello to Nanda and Jai in Richmond Hill, Chris, Sukul and Savi, Jainanan and his beautiful wife Sabita.
आकाश का सूनापन मेरे तन्हा मन में,
ज़ाहिर एंड नफीज़ा।
आकाश का सूनापन मेरे तन्हा मन में, पायल छन का
कमाल एंड सुजैन।
आ जाओ जीवन
बेन एंड जॉइस,
सांसें देकर अपनी संगीत अमर कर दो, संगीत अमर।
माला एंड हर लविंग हस्बैंड इन ब्रैम्पटन, माय सिस्टर।
गीत अमर कर दो, जग ने छीना मुझसे मुझे जो भी लगा प्यारा, जग ने छीना मुझसे मुझे जो भी लगा प्यारा, सब जीता किए मुझसे।
Teresa and his beautiful wife Kali.
Hara tum haar ke dil apna,
Tony Chanka and Ina.
Jeet amar kar do,
Gail and Shazim.
Tum haar ke dil apna meri jeet,
Andre and Noreen.
Hoton se chhu,
Sharif and Trisha.
मेरा गीत अमर कर दो,
एंड इफ यू थिंक आई डोंट हैव अनदर नाइस सॉन्ग टू बैक दैट वन अप, थिंक अगेन। फ्रॉम द फिल्म दुलारी, एनीबडी नो दिस वन? Joy Singh, I don't know your wife's name, but oh boy, they are a beautiful couple. They are the first to be on the dance floor. Mr. Daman Kisoon and his beautiful wife.
Thank you.
You know, another couple, Jay and Bibi Ramsaran. I haven't heard from them for a while. But listen, to show you how effective, I'm not sure if it's a program or gossip is, I'm going to play something, and I bet you, and I'll tell you next week if I heard from them, right? I'm going to play this selection, and I'm sure somebody would know them, and somebody would tell somebody who knows them, and somebody might tell somebody who would tell them that I played this song. Take a listen to this.
मेरे महबूब कयामत होगी आज रुसवा तेरी गलियों ने मोहब्बत होगी तेरे नजरें तो किला करती है तेरे दिल को जी सनम तुझे से शिकायत होगी.
Hi, this is Bibi Ramsaran, and you're listening to Shabnam Radio with your host, Richard Aziz.
That's the star girl herself, Bibi Ramsaran. Did she sound good? I think she was great.
कभी कभी मेरे दिल में ख्याल आता है
कभी कभी मेरे दिल में.
Well, let's not forget the couple out in Hamilton, Zina and her loving husband Abdul, and Amir and Shamila. You know, I just said Amir and Shalima, and I got a text from Shalima. Isn't that something? I can't play it, allow the song to go by without calling out Farooq. He's not married. Maybe the song might find him a girl. Right, Farooq bhai? Assalamu alaikum, brother. If anybody's looking for a nice boy, contact Paul Rampersad. Ask about Farooq. Once you pass the interview with Paul, I would take you to his mother and father, right?
Ke jaise bajti hai shehnaiya se raahon mein
suhag raat hai ghoonghat utha raha hoon main.
Well, Well, we're getting close to the end of the program. I wanted to share another quick one with you. Hello, and who we have on the line? Hello? Hi. Oh. See, I don't think we get enough time to play some beautiful instrumental, and I want to start doing that. But God willing, you know, things are going to change and we're going to do lots more. Well, everybody, thank you for spending your time with me. Don't forget, tomorrow morning I'm on the EOWAS television program. It's 9 to 10. EOWAS, go under the Urdu or Pakistani listing, you'll find EOWAS. Okay, download the app for free at EOWAS Official. And I leave you with this selection, and I say to you, thank you for listening. Thanking God Almighty for making it all possible. Have yourself a great weekend. It's a long weekend. Thanking God Almighty, and again, please be safe and look after each other. Reach out to a senior. Auntie Miney and Fanny, mwah, we love you. I got a beautiful card from Auntie Miney. So I'm going to leave you now, guys. Thank you. God bless you. Danyavar, Shukriya, Kura Hafiz. To my mother, Lazina Aziz. Love you, Ma. Bye-bye, everybody. Assalamualaikum.
Preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਤੋਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਛੇਤੀ ਤੋਂ ਛੇਤੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਰੇਟਸ ਤੇ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਬੈਠੇ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਕੰਪਰੋਮਾਈਜ਼ ਤੋਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਕਰੋ ਡਾਊਨਲੋਡ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਐਪ ਫਰੋਮ ਪੇਪਾਲ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੋਨ ਤੋਂ ਕਰੋ ਪੈਸੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਵਧੀਆ ਐਕਸਚੇਂਜ ਰੇਟਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਂਕ ਡਿਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਸ ਕੈਸ਼ ਪਿਕਅਪ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਮੋਬਾਈਲ ਰੀਚਾਰਜ ਹੁਣ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜੋ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਂਗਲੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਤੇ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਅ ਪੇਪਾਲ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਤੇਜ਼ ਸਿਹਲ ਤੇ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ
Ontario, ਸਾਡੀ ਮਿਹਨਤ ਰੰਗ ਲਿਆ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ। ਦੂਰ ਦੂਰ ਰਹਿਣ ਨਾਲ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਪਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਲਾਪਰਵਾਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਵਰਤ ਸਕਦੇ। ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹਿੰਮਤ ਰੱਖਣੀ ਪਵੇਗੀ ਫੈਲਾਅ ਰੋਕਣ ਲਈ। ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਕੰਮਾਂ ਲਈ ਕਿਤੇ ਵੀ ਜਾਣ ਵੇਲੇ ਦੂਜਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ 2 ਮੀਟਰ ਦੀ ਦੂਰੀ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਰੱਖੋ। ਆਪਣੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ, ਦੋਸਤਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਇਲਾਕੇ ਨੂੰ ਖਤਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਾ ਪਾਓ। ਘਰ ਰਹੋ, ਹਿੰਮਤ ਰੱਖੋ, ਜੀਵਨ ਬਚਾਓ।
Muslim Welfare Canada has made a concerted effort to lead the fight against child labor, poverty, and illiteracy in third world countries. Through the generous support of our donors, over 400 children, both girls and boys, receive free, good quality education. Help educate a needy child for just $1 a day or $30 per month. Donate generously. Call 1-866-754-3111 or visit mwcanada.org.
ਡਾਈਵੋਰਸ ਜਾਂ ਕਸਟਡੀ ਦੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਔਖੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਸ਼ਖਸ ਨਾਲ ਲੜ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਘਰ, ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਨੇ। ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਕਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਰਟੀ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਕਸਟਡੀ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਦੌਲਤ ਬੱਚੇ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ।
SNS ਲੋਅਰਸ ਕੋਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਕ ਲਈ ਲੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਆਕਤ ਹੈ। ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਕ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਜਾਂ ਸਲਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ SNS ਲੋਅਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-655-2000।
Thank you all our doctors.
Thank you all our nurses.
Thank you all our paramedics.
Thank you